There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, and this will be our last segment of the show because we got Talking Terps coming up at 7 o'clock, and it's going to take us a second to get through our NFL tier. So we're just going to roll through here. This will be the last second. Anthony, do we have real things that we want to hit at the end as well? Should we save some time? I don't know what's in the folder today.
We got one thing from yesterday.
Is it like a must hit, or is it a if we have time, let's get it?
USC thing? South Carolina?
I don't know the sound you're referencing.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
It's about a minute and 10 seconds long. It's real good.
Okay, so we'll try to sneak that in at the end of the show. So this is, we'll be with you for about another 20 minutes here. And in those 20 minutes, we're going to rank every single team in the NFL. We do it every single week. Typically, we do it at 6 o'clock, but with Charles Davis joining us at that time, we're going to do it now at 6:30. And we thought it was a good time to do it at the very end of the show because we get full post-trade deadline version of all of these teams. So without further ado, it is time for our NFL tiers. Four categories, prime contenders, which is a team that we would not be surprised to see in the Super Bowl. Puncher's chance, probably making the playoffs. Something would have to change for them to make the Super Bowl. Interesting, but not quite good enough. Capping out at playoffs, but probably not even there. And then no chance in hell, which is, well, you get it. All right, so Anthony, let's start at the top. The Kansas City Chiefs, all they do is win, 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 no matter what, whether it takes overtime. By the way, because of everything that's happened today, I haven't had a chance to mention this yet. They win last night in overtime on a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt. That touchdown was a walk-off against me in fantasy, too!
Greg, you want to know what's crazy? You're what? Not the only person that lost via Kareem Hunt on the walk-off TD.
If it's anybody else, I lost 116-109.
Oh, my gosh. Your loss isn't as devastating as my fret brother's. He lost by .02.
Oh.
Because of the walk-off touchdown.
He needs to play in a less specific league.
Oh, my God.
Then at least he probably would have lost by one whole point.
Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah, I lost by...
Yeah, that touchdown hurt.
By that touchdown. Not cool.
Not the life you deserve, man.
No, not the life I deserve. But the Chiefs are still undefeated. They've obviously brought in DeAndre Hopkins now. They've continued to solidify their team. They brought in the pass rusher from New England. They're obviously staying up the top. They're prime contenders. Ravens, never a doubt, back into it. I mean, Denver defense, Ant, legitimately has been one of the best all year. Like, yeah, they've beaten up on some bad teams, but they have just absolutely destroyed every offense in their path until they ran up against Baltimore, and it was like a train that had just been going. And then some other larger version of a train just ran over and flattened it coming down the tracks the other way. That's the Baltimore Ravens. They wrecked the Broncos. They are obviously a prime contender despite what happened 2 weeks ago against the Browns.
Yeah, not a fair team. Again, we mentioned it yesterday. Lamar, another perfect passer rating. The fourth of his young career. But the Ravens, it's just not fair, dog. They can beat you via Lamar running, Lamar passing, and then you also have Derrick Henry who can run, and then the defense. Defense still has some things to figure out, which is why I was surprised Jadeveon Clowney, I thought they would have more so been linked to one another just because he had a lot of success there last year. But they go get Trey White. I hope that helps. But
I don't know how much that helps. I mean, I don't know how much they need help. Like, I know, obviously, they think they can do a little bit better at corner. But, like, Tre'Davious White has not been a premier corner for basically since he hurt his knee.
Yes,
like,
since
3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. I mean, who knows? Dudes, they always have one old dude in Baltimore who plays way better. Last year, it was Clowney. This year, so far, it's been Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah.
Maybe Van Noy will be like, I don't know. I don't know if the pass rush needs any extra help. Let's just, Trey White, I'm going to take off the secret underwear and give it to you. Just put them on, and your knee will be better. I don't know why I made it secret underwear. I just tried to think of something that that we couldn't see.
I think, I think that makes sense.
Okay.
Maybe
it's like,
not.
It's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants, but very much not.
How would you beat the Ravens? Would you try to outscore these guys?
Well, yes, Anthony, I would try to have more points on the scoreboard.
Obviously, I'm just saying.
I know. You're talking about like game flow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I probably would. Like, I would do what the Commanders did, which is try to stop the run and make Lamar beat you with the pass. The problem is, like, Lamar is good enough that you're just, like, you're picking a terrible option. But it is certain death, which is giving up 300 yards rushing to Henry and Lamar combined. Yeah. Or maybe Lamar has a bad day, which, or the receivers drop it, or their pass pros bad, like, none of them are good options. Lamar has arguably been one of the best, if not the best, pocket passer in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. There are no good options. So, yeah, I guess try to score 100 points.
Yeah. Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. I truly, honestly, they've lost two really weird games. But for my money, they're the best team in football.
Yeah.
That's the team that if I have to win a game, I least want to see them on the other side. The second is probably the Detroit Lions. They are very clearly prime contenders as well. They dismantled the Packers early on in that game and then ultimately hold on near the end. We'll see how much the Za'Darius Smith addition adds, but they're clearly prime contenders. Then you get to the three teams that we added last week that I think are very, very interesting to look at because are they on the same level as the three teams we just mentioned? Not consistently, but have they arrived at that point? Well, one, I think definitely has. The Buffalo Bills, they found a way. Their defense, I think still there's some questions. But Amari Cooper missed that game. If they can get him back, how does that change their offense over the long term? So they beat Miami 30-27, you know, and we'll see what goes. But they won. And it's a division game. You win a division game, I'm not moving you anywhere. Buffalo Bills, still prime contender?
Yeah.
Okay.
No question.
And then, are we going to asterisk these two teams? Which, I kind of think we don't, and we see how it plays out, but they're playing each other. And it's Washington. And it's Pittsburgh. I think that this is a very interesting matchup because I think Pittsburgh does a few things that give me pause for Washington. They run the football really, really well. And some of their defensive pressure packages give me a little bit of heebie-jeebies because they're just different in the way that they attack compared to some other teams like the Giants. Now, they might be similar enough to the Giants stylistically. You know, Mitch was saying that earlier. I don't know that I fully agree, in part just because I haven't watched a ton of the Steelers yet. I need to watch them tomorrow, and then Logan and I will do the preview pod on Thursday, and I'll have a much better sense of it. But I haven't watched them like all 22 style yet. But if they're similar to the way the Giants did it, well, the Commanders seem to have a very good plan for that. If they do some different stuff, and TJ Watt's obviously the best player that they'll have played this year, then, oh, I guess Myles Garrett, he wasn't fully healthy for the Cleveland game. But point is, like, they're going to have a plan for TJ Watt. And they've got dudes on the back end. And so if Pittsburgh comes out and does very specific things to Washington, I don't necessarily want to knock Washington out. And by the same token, there's a way that Washington beats Pittsburgh that I go, no, those are two even teams that belong on the same level, and one of them just won on this particular day. I do think if it's a blowout either way, the team that loses has to go down. I think that that's fairly obvious.
Yeah, I think a blowout definitely moves you down. But I think in terms of whether if Washington loses a close one, I still don't think we go down because, again, our road to the playoffs or our road to the Super Bowl is a little bit more easier than that of the Steelers, the Bills, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. There are four juggernauts over there. And in the NFC, we don't really have that many teams that are, like, as dominant as the Detroit Lions or, you know, have looked as good as the Commanders. I mean, you got the Packers, who we've considered. We got the Vikings as well. The Eagles are sort of kind of finding that group, but AJ just got hurt. And then the Rams with, you know, with their guys, they do concern me a little bit. But I'm just saying in terms of the AFC and NFC, our road is a little bit easier than those teams over there on that.
No doubt. The NFC is way, way easier. It just is. But again, I'm trying to like, and I guess if the definition is would they wind up in the Super Bowl, like, are we really just going to leave Detroit and be like, if it's anybody but Detroit, probably not. So I think by definition, we need to find someone else to be in prime contenders. And the Commanders are the rightful two seed that belong up there right now. And Pittsburgh, same thing. I would say if Pittsburgh comes out and Washington's able to pass all over them in the way that they passed on a lot of other teams, then I might have to push Pittsburgh out. Because I just don't know that you can survive against the best of the best that way. But week in, week out, I think the thing that's interesting, and I'm excited to talk about this tomorrow with Patrick Peterson. Pat P and Logan and I are going to tape something in the morning. We'll play it for you here on the radio in the afternoon. Will Blackman also, by the way, is going to join us tomorrow at 4 o'clock right off the top of the show. So plenty of DB coverage tomorrow on the Lattimore trade. But both those guys have played for winning coaches. And for Pat specifically, he was with Pittsburgh last year. Like, there's a professionalism and a handle our business element to the Pittsburgh Steelers that is very reminiscent of what Dan Quinn has here. And so I think this is a great matchup. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to talk about it more later in the week. And obviously, there's a ton of new pieces, too. Lattimore here, Preston Smith, and Mike Williams there. So it should be a lot of fun. But I think all of those teams stay in prime contenders. All right, puncher's chance, Anthony. Packers, Vikings, Texans, Eagles, Falcons, Rams, all in. The Vikings won. The Packers won. Texans were on a bye, right?
Packers lost.
I mean, Packers lost. That's what I meant. The Texans were on a bye after their disaster last week. Yeah.
No, they lost.
Oh, no, they lost
football.
That's right. I was like, they definitely didn't play Sunday. They lost to the Jets.
Yep.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Vikings, Eagles, Falcons, Rams. Any of those do we need to talk about?
Say that one more time.
The teams that won.
Okay.
The Vikings, Eagles, Falcons, Rams. Any of those teams that we need to talk about going up?
No, we just love the momentum that they have, though.
I agree with that. I think the Falcons still, I don't trust them. Nope. I think the Rams, like,
a little bit more to prove.
Yeah, if they can keep everybody on the field for like four straight weeks from both injuries and punching people and getting rejected, that would be cool. The Eagles, if they win their next two, which would include the Commanders on Thursday night, 10 days from now.
Yep.
We got to have a different conversation about the Eagles. That point, you're back. But they also let the Jags back into that game. So I think they're perfectly fine right where they are. And I think the Vikings, too many turnovers. It was way harder than it should have been. I still don't know that I trust Sam Darnold fully. He's got to have more consistency with fewer turnovers for me to move them back up.
Yep.
And or the defense needs to have a lot more dominant performances. And they were obviously very good, turned Indy over and did their thing. All right, so the Packers. I still think they're very puncher's chancy. I know that they didn't play well in that first quarter. They gave up 17 in the second quarter to the Giants. Or sorry, in the first half. Gave up 17 in the second quarter to the Lions. I think I said the Giants. I meant the Lions. And then they're feisty in the fourth quarter and make it a little bit closer cosmetically. I don't know what to do with them because I don't know what the hell Jordan Love is week to week. This hurt version of him is not good enough. They should be down. But I also think LaFleur is like arguably the best offensive coach in the league. He's been incredible. They find ways to create stuff. And against not the Lions, then I think they're going to be okay. So I kind of think they still belong here.
Yeah, I mean, I would say they belong here as well. I think they've gotten away from what worked for them last season where they were leaning heavily on the run game. Yes, you have Jordan Love. Yes, we know he is a good young quarterback. But I think you got to stick to your guns, especially against the Lions. Josh Jacobs only had 13 carries. Like, I think he needs more than that. And I think closer to the playoffs, we already know, like, if you can run the ball in the playoffs, you'll be good. So I guess people aren't necessarily in that rhythm just yet. So I think closer to the playoffs, I think they'll be a little bit scarier.
I think I'm going to star him.
Okay.
Asterisk means, hey, if you don't look good again.
Nope.
Good night. You're going down. But they can stay up.
All right.
Houston Texans. The only reason we don't move them down.
Man.
Would be that Nico Collins is coming back.
This week?
They've got a bye. And then he's probably coming back after the bye. I think that is correct. Actually, they might be playing this week. Hold on. Let me look that up real quick. Either way, I almost want to move them down on principle because they lost to the Jets.
Yeah, I think that was a bad loss, but I think what we saw from the Houston...
Actually, you want to know what? Sorry to cut you off. They're Sunday Night Football against the Lions this weekend. We're going to learn about the Houston Texans this weekend.
They about to get spanked.
If they get spanked, then they're going to go down.
They're getting spanked, Craig.
I will pick them to get spanked. If they get spanked, they're going down. We could preemptively move them down and say it's punishment for losing to the Jets, or we can just wait.
I think let's just wait.
Okay.
Let's give them a fair shake.
A little asterisk there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we had a couple teams in our next category down that we had put the old carrot, the up arrow next to. So let's talk about them as we're doing our NFL tier rankings here on the Hoffman Show. The Chargers, they handled their business. We said if they look really good and they continue to roll, I know they didn't have a very good opponent, but they did the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They go up. I think the Chargers, welcome to Puncher's Chance, Jim Harbaugh.
Yep.
Nice to see you again.
It was
both LA teams.
Check them out. I like the Chargers. I like what they're doing. Herbert also, his ankle's healing. He's moving a little bit better. So they're definitely a team to watch out for.
So the other team that we had the asterisk next to, or the carrot, the up arrow, the watch for this team. If they win, we might have to move them up. Is the first place in the NFC West, Arizona Cardinals, who became the first team in 13 weeks to put 20-plus points on the Chicago Bears. Kyler's playing good ball, dude. Like, could the Cardinals get in the playoffs and do something funky? Like, they're a pain in the butt to play. I know the Commanders smashed them, so everyone that's a Commanders fan is like, they suck. The Commanders, that said more about Washington than it did Arizona. They have rebounded very well. They are on top of their division. I think they belong in Puncher's Chance. They smoked the Rams, who we have there.
Yeah. They look, but I can't wait for them. They beat the Rams?
Earlier in the season, they did.
Let's put them up.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to come down to those two teams for the NFC West now.
I think if you're a division leader at this point in the season, like, you kind of belong in that top echelon. All right. Interesting, but not quite good enough. The rest of them. Who goes down? Who goes to booty land? And then who stays up? We'll move through these quick. The Bears. I think they stay for now, but they are on the verge of total collapse. The Seahawks. They get to stay. They're right where they belong. The Bucks. I feel so bad for the Bucks. I want to put them back up. They're just too injured. The Niners.
Nah, we're keeping them there.
Okay, we're going to keep them there for right now. The Broncos, they got smashed. You're where you belong.
Yep.
The Colts, yikes.
Still middle of the road.
Bengals, nice job, Bengals. Bengals, all your asterisks disappear. You get to stay where you are.
Yep.
The Dolphins.
Ooh.
Their offense, Tua only had 3 incompletions.
Yeah, let's keep them there.
Let's keep them. They're interesting, but not good. The Cowboys?
They can go down because Dak is out. CD is banged up. And we'll see those boys in 3 weeks. Count your days.
We want Dallas. And then, last but not least, Anthony, the Cleveland Browns. Welcome back to Poop Town.
Hate to see it.
We saved you a seat.
Yep.
We kind of knew you'd be headed back. They join the Raiders. Stay. Jags. Stay. Patriots. Stay. Panthers. Stay. Titans. Sorry, you needed overtime to defeat the Patriots. Stay. The Giants. And the Saints and the Jets. Sorry, Jets, you beat the Texans. I'm still leaving you in Poop Town for now. You need to win again one more time. That's it. Those are NFL tier rankings. Read them and weep. We'll do them again next Tuesday, probably at 6 o'clock, barring breaking news like we had today. Tomorrow, more coverage of the Marshawn Lattimore trade. Of course, you'll hear from Dan Quinn in our pick 6 at 6. Adam Peters, I think, might speak tomorrow as well, so we'll keep our eyes and ears peeled for that. And then Will Blackman joins us right on 4 o'clock. Patrick Peterson in the show as well. We'll be loaded up on a Wednesday. Terps Talk with Brenda Freeze is next here on the Team 980. This has been The Hoffman Show.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.